I attended the 100th anniversary of one of the local congregations right here in Bristol, known as Grace Point. They invited Tim Hill. Brother Tim is an anointed songwriter, singer, and preacher. I want to air just a few minutes of what he said before he preached. It blessed me. I believe that it will bless you. Scoot up your chair.
Since we're celebrating 100 years today, is it all right if I sing just two or three old songs for you? Well, it's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. And you can sing if you'd like. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned how to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that he'll be with me. Him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I heard about mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due me to victory beneath. Oh, sing that again. Come on now. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I'll give him praise in this house. Yeah. Now, you guys are really good. I'm going to turn you into a Southern gospel band here in a minute. Wow. You better sit down while you got a chance. I get this singing spirit on me. I don't want to quit. Now, If you know a little bit about my ministry, you know that there was a time, I don't do it so much anymore, but there was a time when I was a songwriter. Way back in the 80s and most of the 90s, I was just writing songs all the time. But I came upon what is called writer's block. Now, if you are a writer, a book writer, a songwriter, you understand that term. That means you just hit a spell when you're just not writing. Most writers, it lasts for about a month, 6 months at the most. Mine's lasted for about the last 20 years. I don't know, about a year or so ago, when the when the pandemic was really, really at a peak, my wife Paula and I, we had our time of it, and we were isolated for about 21 days. I mean, we got to know the couch real well. We just sat in our house and stayed away from everybody. I told her one day, I said, I've had all this I can take. I love this house, and I like this couch, but I've watched all the Andy Griffith reruns, and I'm into Gunsmoke now. I mean, these young people don't have a clue who any of that is, but I said, I've got to have some sunshine. I said, we're going to get in the car. We're going to put the sunroof back. I've got to have some sunshine. We're not going to see anybody. We won't get close to anybody. We won't let anybody get close to us. By this time, we've sat in the house 21 days, so we're pretty well past the quarantine thing, you know. So we're riding out in the country, and I just started making up a song. I mean, the first song that I've really had erupt out of my spirit in a long time. And so I'm just riding along there, and I'm singing, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. How you like it so far? Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. See, now that's a sign of a good song. When people start singing along like that and pick it up that quick. Paula looked over at me. She said, you silly thing, that is not a real song. I said, it's my song. If I want it to be real, it's a real song. And I said, to prove that it's a real song, I've got a second verse. I said, darling, you want to hear it? She said, yeah, let's hear it. So I started singing. He will come through. He will come through. He will come through. Hold on. He will come through. Jesus will come through. He will come through. Ho, ho, ho. Ho. By that time, I had her almost convinced. And she started singing along with me. I said, I'll tell you how good it is, baby doll. This song's going to be on screens everywhere. I can see it now, all across the country. They'll have this song on a screen, and everybody will be singing. And I said, I've even got another verse. She said, well, let me hear it. I'll sing it along with you. And I started singing. I've come too far to turn back now. I've come too far. To turn back now. I've come too far. Hold on. Now, I looked at her. I said, now, Paula, here's the deal. I will confess to you that is not a legitimate song. I'll be the first one to tell you. I know, you know, that's just a song I felt like singing while we're riding out here in the country. But I said, there is one legitimate song that all of that reminds me of. And I said, the verse that I really like is verse number 3. Now, I've said before, if there's something I don't want to be, it's the third verse of a song that has 4 verses in it. Because if you're verse 3 of a song that has 4 verses in it, you're going to be left out most of the time. But here's a third verse that we cannot ever leave out when we sing this song. Through many dangers, torn, I have already come. God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, give Him praise in this house. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I tell you what, I got that singing spirit on me.
I hope that you were blessed by this little insight into Tim's personal life. You know what I learned from listening to this? Is the lesson that Brother Hill learned from writer's block when he got to the place where he was no longer able to write songs. You know what he did? He sang songs that other people wrote. And some of the songs that other people wrote that Tim Hill sings that blesses me the most is songs written by Rusty Goodman. They bless me when Rusty sang them, and they bless me when Brother Tim sings them. If you've got a writer's block, just find something that somebody else sung or preached or taught that really blessed you, and sing it and teach it and preach it to someone else that they too will be blessed. A song that blesses people need not die when the writer of that song dies. David wrote a lot of songs and he died. His songs live on in our worship.